Lesson 9. What do you do when you meet challenges and obstacles? Well, one thing you can do is to remain calmly centered within yourself. Don't let them throw you. When a person is calm, it's sort of like the illustration of the reed versus the oak tree. When you're centered in yourself, and you can go with the movement of the wind, and it doesn't matter. But when you're dogmatically fixed in your position, this is not being centered in the self. And like the oak tree, a strong wind can break you. So when I talk of being centered in the self, I mean in that part of yourself that has its own reality, that doesn't depend upon the wind, doesn't depend upon the wind of circumstance to change its self-opinion, its self-definition, its self-understanding, but that is always there, that is not attached, that is removed from the blow of adversity. If you can keep that center calmly within, then you will find that no matter what happens, you always remain fixed. There's another thing that happens when you have this centeredness that I'm talking about, and that is that you develop a flexibility to be able to go with circumstances as circumstances change. Because you, even though you need to hold to your idea, even though you need to have the perseverance to keep going until you actualize it, nevertheless, the way of manifesting it may have to change according to the needs of the times, the opportunities that are given you in life, the kinds of people you have to work with. Many, many factors can enter into it. And if you haven't that kind of flexibility, then the chances are that, like the oak tree, something comes along that could blow you off course and you just break, you fall. So, be centered in yourself and recognize that your strength comes from within. It doesn't come from without. It doesn't come from the applause of other people. It doesn't come from the opinions of other people. It doesn't come from the fact that suddenly you've had a good break and everything's going right. That strength is something that you can have when everything fails. As long as you've got that, you can overcome and rise above the greatest imaginable obstacles. Loss of eyesight, loss of health, loss of the support of everybody, loss of the respect of all, loss of all your income. Everything can be there, but if you've got that strength within, you can pass through those clouds, you can pass through those mountains, and come out to the other side, to the verdant valleys of success.